Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
white supremacists. I want to talk about global white supremacy is real right in Chicago, Detroit, in your hometown. Look at the murder and the killing and the disrespect of each other.
I was heading all of the elections into a vote. John
anyone else in the world to feel good. debate.
taken was of their soil, to their mother's people or their father's people, not knowing that every time they knock on their father's door, their father will open the door, leaving them with no other door to run into but their mother's people's door. Yes. Many times they have no loyalty to their mother's tongue. In Africa, they have fought 100 years of colonial war. These Africans who never wore a snowball ship, a poet, or a military school in their fight against global white supremacy had out. Some of the finest military minds of Europe. And who glory do we have for this? A young British reporter named Winston Churchill in a book called The River Wall, dealing with the British retaking of Sudan, and settled upon a roving commissioner dealing with the Boer War in South Africa. These Africans did not concede that anyone had the right to take over their country. So the Ashanti Wars, the West Ghana, the wars along the East Coast, engineers brought into being by Islam, Europe, after shadow slavery was turned into another form of slavery called colonialism, a more sophisticated kind of slavery and more profitable. You're less responsible for the upkeep of the slave, and yet he has no choice but to work with you because you destroyed his way of life. He must now survive by serving you. You torn down his trees. You killed his farm life. You blasted his God. You go to his clothes, obviously not wearing your clothes. You reduced him to a bachelor by demeaning his culture and demeaning him. Some traditional Africans who would not wear that clothes or not that pain decided to fight. They did not go to London to Whitehall Street. They did not go to laugh at the smiling ladies under the chandelier. The minute they went to London saw a chandelier, they had a cocktail and they were too. A global white supremacy was manifesting itself in many ways. Because they have produced the mechanism of control. Now having control of the body, they wanted to control the mental wealth of Africa. They knew then what you still do not know. Africa is and has always been the world's richest continent.
All right.
And we are a rich people who are poor. Because we have not understood our business. That juvenile delinquent who came out of Europe shooting babies in the back and calling himself a superior man at least knew something about the African who befriended him. He knew that he was politically not he. At the end of the 19th century, the African had 100 years of fighting. Mr. President, the European has created a literature trying to justify his superiority. This literature has to deal with the brain stuff, the alien measurement, a whole lot of things that have to do with the brain fit. Now, people looking for the missing link. The missing link cannot make him up in policy by except in Europe. So they created it. And in Europe, some of the government, very young the missionary came out to activism of moving on the people. And Ghana, a brilliant politician, he came to Akbar, in charge of the youth, that exiled King Kempe and his cousin. Yet a festival lived about the Shanty Wall. And these walls were really walls to maintain European control over Alpha, but that was a part of global white supremacy. At this juncture, we see North Africa coming under the threat. We see the Arab who was colonized and the slave of being colonized. We saw resistance coming within this whole structure. And yet we see an intellectual movement existing in Africa in reaction to the continuous presence of the Europeans. Along the coast of East Africa, Somalia, a man named Alexander Della Aspen, called the Bad Mueller, had caused the greatest up until about 1923. Along the coast of West Africa, the Ashanti Wars in Ghana, and lasted from 1805 to 1900 when the exile of Ashanti War. After the exile of Ashanti War came to Akbar, started a campaign for the return of the royal families and completed that campaign into a fight for independence. When he died in 1931, he sent for a young student to be young for to send for JP and said, JP, the mantle is yours. So to be young for in turn had a young student under his wing called Francis K. Truman. Francis K. Truman, after 10 minutes. And after the fall of the 1945, Manchester, England, was broke and in London, and like a whole lot of Africa, he came out of mere existence, filled with unfulfilled British women. Dick Patrick, unfortunately, deceased now. He's just, when we get together, he said, John, one of these days, I'm going to tell them the real story. But these Africans end up saying what they had to do to get along. I said, stick your ass up about that. Stick your ass up about that. I'm going to tell the real story. He said, the real story. I'm glad he never told the real story. My main point is that Joseph is number one, sent for his mama's students. And until the end of the day, he addresses Francis K. Truman. He never called him twice, just like he was in the classroom. And it's Truman being brought home to take the mantle of leadership from Dunkwalk, got impatient. And instead of waiting for the master to be handed to him traditionally, seize the mantle. And let the country do any better. Had he waited for it 2 more years, he could have been done more peacefully. He could, there could have been a mixture of tradition and modernism. It would have been a much better state. The infusion of traditional government. Now, we were now becoming a prize to be captured because the land, the resources of Africa becoming a prize to be captured. Africans were now relating to Africans of the Caribbean and Africans in the United States. A great Caribbean figure, Edmund Blyth, had proclaimed and simply prophesied the concept of black studies in his inaugural address, Liberian College, 1881. He'd already written his crowning masterpiece, deserves to be reread right now. as long as the Negro race, all of us are mixed up on all the stuff. We're mixed up on all forms of religion. We're mixed up on all forms of politics. The Europeans are still justifying the domination of other people through politics. All right. Now, we had at the end of the 19th century a better Pan-African network, but it took 2 months for a letter to be delivered to be tried, right? People were not boasting of any island they came from. The Africans understood the artificial nature of the state divided by forests. Some of them understood the artificial nature of the religion imposed on them by foreigners. All of this is a form of global white supremacy. All over the world, it's getting to happen. It has reached Asia. In China, the Europeans have their own court. In Shanghai, there was hotels. Chinese and dogs not allowed. And some of the people who spell you now was not within these pedophiles. All this is documented as the flows were, in other words, for 400,000 customers. The only Chinese woman that can go to one of the hotels had to be a prostitute or a cleaning woman. This kind of humiliation. The British have reduced an entire nation to opium. Or if you came to buy crack, it was worse than you ever were. They survived, the human survived. But you ain't gonna survive unless you crack your head. An admiral named Perry kicked open the door of Japan to trade for the West, whether you like it or not. Look, look at that. The Japanese will mind their own business. They're still going to make that people come along with the ship. Didn't even have a decent wheel there. Never heard of a Toyota or a Dodge. Now, I'm going to show you what they did that you still got to do until you stop continuing to do it. You are starving about independence about people. A Japanese educator called in the youth of Japan and told him what had happened. And he sent them to the leading schools of the world, of the world, to get that information, get that technology. And if they smear that body weight in your face, apologize for having your face in the way. So he sent them to MIT. They went to military schools in the United States, believing that the black person could sweep the floor. Two-thirds of all the field officers based in America in the Pacific War were trained in America. Every field officer was black training. But then you look at Chadwick was his main training. Black men don't know you have, even now. My main point is that by 1905, the Japanese had learned enough to take on a European nation. And when the Russians start messing with them, they start kicking butt. this shock killed so much until they began to propagate something called the
failure to acknowledge that
citizen is a citizen. If you're a citizen, you need no civil rights movement or no civil rights action. The fact that you need it proves that they have not acknowledged you as a citizen. In a nation of immigrants, we are the immigrants against our will. We are the only immigrants who are incited here. The nature of the invitation will not be discussed. We were anxious to get us here. We had an affirmative action program, free of fraud. No unemployment. No pay either. We transformed this nation. My friend pointed that the first half of this 19th century, we were fighting against global white supremacy. In the back to Africa movement that started during the American Revolution, the movement to settle Liberia, 1847, Martin Delaney and the Jamaican Chapel going out to what is now Nigeria to search for a place. All of this was a reaction against global white supremacy. A lady in Nigeria who had been in the slave trade discovered that she was not a labor contractor and her people not returning. She began to fight against the slave trade. She began to fight against other Africans in the slave trade. Her name was Madame Kanabu. And when she continued her fight, not only to get out of it herself, but to fight everybody in trade. Her husband had died, and there was a man pursuing her hand. And she told this man, I cannot marry you now because I have man's work to do and I do not have time to be a woman. She fought every key in this slave trade.
All right.
And when she had removed the last key from his throne, she turned to the man pursuing her hand and said, I am a woman now, I'll accept your offer. You think you're not rich? Look what a beautiful offer that was made. What a beautiful offer. There's so many things we get in our lives and we have a conflict with this beautiful children's story, this beautiful adult story. Beautiful story of conversion, the story of battle. I can name you 100 of them now. I've been looking for research. Don't get me wrong, our research related to other people too. Academic reasons, they're well. But it, after the end of the 20th century, we look at Washington's theory, as Du Bois, the conflict we never should have entered in the first place. Global white supremacy was manifesting itself in restrictions in the West Indies and restrictions in Africa, and the continued petitioning of Africa and buying off or killing off all dissident elements. In this country, massive riots, 1906, our reaction to Booker T. Washington's program was self-reliance. We performed nation building, nation management. The terrible years between 1900 and 1915, threatening all over the world, the Caribbean Islands, by the constitutional government, and including their own laws, because they were a majority, but they still did not remove the private club in the island, but they had broken themselves down into clubs for brown people, clubs for almost white people, clubs for black people. See a lot there beyond the boundaries, and his other work on the subject. You can understand that we read Nevenford's work, Mirror, Mirror, another work, color, race and color, Caribbean literature. The British have built in his army. Some of the islands, especially in Barbados, by telling them that they were English. They became as English as the English. By enough infusion of blood in Jamaica, they would hold their hands because they didn't fight their relatives. And yet there was a group fighting for constitutional government, consistently fighting for improvement. 1908, Marcus Garvey was making tour of Central America. 1914, he'd be in London, studying on the Doosmahammer Alley. And in Doosmahammer Alley's paper, a recent editorial, which was a quote from, of all things, of white black nationalism. Edmund Booth, who had grown disenchanted with other visionaries and went around Africa saying to the African, the white man can't be trusted. And finally the African looked at him and asked, can you be trusted? Everlasting threat. He said no. And he proclaimed, out of the money out of Marcus Garvey read it and asked and prayed the algorithm for the algorithm and stole them on and stole the cross. Marcus Garvey's entire movement was a result of the actions of global white supremacy. The African colonial movement was a result of it. The early church movement in the United States was a result of the fight against global white supremacy. We wanted to get back some of our African stuff. The Chief Bell movement in Oklahoma was as a result of trying to escape global white supremacy. This story is told in a book called The Longest Way Home, the Chief Bell movement in Oklahoma. Many blacks sold their property together in different harbors, waiting for ships to take them home to Africa. The Palestinian movement for resettlement in the United States. The Liberian movement continued. 1915, Booker T. Washington was dead. Du Bois moved to the center stage of leadership, replaced soon by the attention given to Marcus Garvey. The rise and fall of his movement has been told many times as an 8-volume book of documents edited by Professor Robert Hill on the life of Marcus Garvey. You can argue with Professor Hill's notes, you can argue with his introduction, you can argue with the fact that someone has seen a little conservative, but you cannot argue with the fact that he has given us the greatest documentation on Marcus Garvey.
Right.
Going through the archives, most of the libraries was anything on Garvey existed. I think Tony Martin's work equally demands attention. And when you doubt him, go on there and we'll forgive the modesty. I like my own work.
All right.